Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This city thinks that Christianity is a mental illness. We're going to be talking about this matter on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, I know that Los Angeles is pretty out there in many ways, but I would beg to differ with that statement, Matt.
Called a city of angels, historically.
Yes.
That's what Los Angeles means.
And there's a lot of Christians
city of
there.
Angels.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good Christians
and
there.
And churches.
And certainly there's a lot of good things happening with regards to Christians sharing their Christian values in the media and in movies. But Eric Batman is a person who lives in Los Angeles and was working for the city of Los Angeles. And there was this mandatory LGBTQ pride event that the city of Los Angeles was actually promoting. And so when you're inside the office building, they posted this LGBTQ pride sign over the doorway. And so you had no choice but to walk right under the doorway with the big LGBTQ pride above it.
And let me just put a plug in here. This is why it's so important. This is why elections are so important. I mean, look at the governor in California and his radical views. And so things like this are happening because he's allowing it with his radical views.
Yeah, so Eric Batman, and it's a good name to have in this case against the city of Los Angeles. Batman versus the city of Los Angeles. Seriously. I mean, this is
we like, didn't choose it, but
no, it's Eric is an amazing individual. 24 years Eric has worked for the city of Los Angeles as a civil engineer. 24 years, almost a quarter of a decade. And he helped protect communities from flooding. He supervised vital public infrastructure. He earned promotions, gained responsibility, gained trust. By every measure, he was a model public servant.
But now it's like back during the civil rights days where he has to use the back door during June.
Yeah, so they had this event in June, LGBTQ Pride, and they posted this over the doorway.
The flag.
Yeah, the flag. And so Eric raised a concern about that, and he wanted to know if he could work remotely. Now, the year before, Eric did work remotely during June. And why did he work remotely? Because they were doing some construction inside the building. So the city of Los Angeles allowed Eric and others to work remotely. So obviously he was able to work remotely and do his job well. Uh-huh. And he did it in the month of June the year prior.
And granted, he is part-time remote, but he's asking for full-time remote during June so he doesn't have to encounter this flag.
And like I said, the year before, that's what he did. He did full-time remote.
Right.
He did full-time remote because of the construction. So in other words, they already have a template that you can work at least temporarily for the month of June remotely because that's what he did the year before. So this year, he says, I would like to work remotely, so I don't have to continually walk underneath that pride flag every day that I come to work.
And they let other people, like other religions, Ramadan and things like that, they let them do that.
Yeah, like for example, during the Feast of Ramadan, where you're fasting during the day and eating at night, Muslim employees in the city of Los Angeles can take off the entire time and work remotely during Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
So they accommodate them for their religious situation. But Eric now says, I have a religious accommodation request and I want to work remotely because I don't want to come underneath that flag every day. And they say, well, here's an option. You can use the back door. You don't have to come in through the front door. Well, that sounds like a Rosa Parks thing.
I know.
That sounds like, well, you can ride the bus, but you have to sit in the back.
You have to use the other drinking fountain,
you
but can you can't
use
that one.
Use the other drinking fountain. You can't come in the front door of the restaurant. You have to come in the back door of the restaurant. Well, that, you know, I thought we were past that.
No.
But obviously with this LGBTQ issue, we're not.
Well, they want to keep, you know, making, normalizing that and then giving special rights to those people who choose that lifestyle.
Yeah. So then here's where, you know, we started off that the city thinks this is a mental illness. So they said, well, one accommodation is, which is not an accommodation, you use the back door. Well, that's not an accommodation. That's insulting. That's offensive. In other words, your religious beliefs, we're going to let them come in the back door rather than the front. You can't come in the front door.
And by the way, you should really get counseling about that.
And that's where this comes in. And so instead of offering equal treatment that the city offered to other people, like the Muslims, and like it even offered for people during the construction phase, and after decades of service, Eric's faith was not accommodated at all, but it was effectively dismissed. And worse, in asking Eric to seek counseling over his beliefs, the city effectively stated that Eric's Bible-based Christian beliefs are mental illness. So they said, you know what, if that causes you distress, you ought to go seek counseling. So what's the counseling going to do?
But yet the people that are celebrating the mental confusion don't have to go to counseling.
They don't have to go to counseling. The people that say a boy can be a girl can be a boy, or a boy can be both male and female, or a male can be neither male nor female.
Or fluid.
Or they can change, or they can have one of 100 plus different pronouns, which includes a plural pronoun, they or whatever. That's okay. That's all right. You don't need counseling for that. In fact, California would not even allow you to have counseling for that.
It's all perfectly normal, right?
Mm-hmm. But if you're a Christian and you want to have an accommodation from this LGBTQ government-enforced propaganda in the workplace, then either you use the back door or you're going to go to counseling to address your stress. Now, what's the counseling supposed to do? How's it going to relieve your stress? Well, the only way it could relieve your stress is, Mr. Batman, your religious beliefs are causing you stress. So you know how you deal with that? Change your religious beliefs so that you accept what the city of Los Angeles is imposing on you. That's the only way counseling is going to address this, right?
Mm-hmm.
To change your beliefs, because your beliefs are wrong. It's a mental illness that you have to go seek a counselor for your mental stress. I mean, that's offensive.
I'm telling you, elections matter.
So we have now filed a federal lawsuit under Title VII. It seems like since COVID, Holly, before we've done Title VII employment cases throughout our existence since 1989 when Liberty Counsel was founded 37 years ago. But it seems like since COVID, we have done a lot of Title VII cases. And, you know, COVID dealt with Title VII because of people having sincere religious objections to the COVID shot and they weren't accommodated, we filed suit and we won those cases.
Or making people wear masks and stay at home and they couldn't worship with each other.
Couldn't worship. And those were First Amendment issues with the government.
Right.
But a lot of them came out of the employment, like the healthcare workers and so forth. And we still have one pending at the U.S. Supreme Court, Doe's versus Hochul. But aside from that, even after COVID, now it seems like there's a lot of these Title VII employment cases, and they frequently revolve around this LGBTQ agenda. Forced pronouns, forced LGBTQ indoctrination. We have one right now regarding teachers. We'll talk about it on another situation, another program, where they're forced to write an 800-word essay how they will implement their radical Marxist LGBTQ agenda. That's for a different program, but that's a case coming that we're working on right now. But in this particular case, Eric Batman is released. You know, you're not going to get accommodated. You either come in the back door or you go to counseling, and the counseling really will be designed to change your religious beliefs. Well, Christianity, City of Los Angeles, is not a mental illness, and we will continue to fight for Eric Batman to clean up the City of Los Angeles. If this was, the only difference would be, Holly, if this were New York, I think that's kind of where Gotham City was actually created. It's kind of some place in the New York area, New Jersey perhaps, up there somewhere. This isn't Gotham City. It's kind of like it. it's Los Angeles. So Eric Batman is taking on one of the big cities in the country to bring some constitutional and federal civil rights rationale back to the City of Angels. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for Eric Batman. Pray for this case. Liberty Counsel has a lot of cases ongoing right now. Many of them are dealing with this radical agenda that is a zero-sum game against religious freedom, the LGBTQ agenda. The real issue is religious freedom, and that's the case involving Eric Batman in the case of Batman versus the City of Los Angeles. Pray for this case. Pray for Eric. Pray for our legal team. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.